USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the U.S. military confirms it's launched two drone strikes in recent hours against Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab fighters in southern Somalia. The strikes are part of a new authority given to the Pentagon by the Trump White House. It authorizes the military to execute offensive operations against that Al-Qaeda affiliate. Also yesterday, the president was talking tough again towards North Korea.
If North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous.
And on his proposed ban on transgender people serving in the armed forces.
It's been a very confusing issue for the military, and I think I'm doing the military a great favor.
The president also said he's not thinking of firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's running the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
New Orleans officials are working feverishly to try to repair the city's drainage system after fire on Wednesday damaged the power supply for its pumps on the city's East Bank. And Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the weather forecast remains unhelpful.
Due to a potential rainfall forecasted by the National Weather Service over the course of the next day, the city is urging residents in the affected areas to stay vigilant, to move their vehicles to high ground, take necessary actions to protect personal property, and stay off the roadway during thunderstorms.
Schools across the city remain closed today. Conservative commentator Jeffrey Lords out at CNN, fired after he tweeted a Nazi salute at a prominent liberal activist. He claims the tweet was misunderstood and he was mocking Nazis. A Pennsylvania detective says surveillance video taken at the scene of a fraternity hazing death at Penn State may have been deleted. Over a dozen members of the frat are facing charges in that case. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Honestly, repeal and replace of Obamacare should have taken place.
As President Trump did make clear again yesterday, he is angry that there's been no repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Meanwhile, a Virginia Beach man is suing the Republican National Committee over it. Frank Hammond reports from Richmond.
Robert Hegman, who claims to have worked on President Trump's campaign in New Hampshire, alleges the RNC committed fraud for soliciting donations on promises to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Hegman says the RNC collected more than $735 million on its promise since 2013 and wants it returned. Hegman claims to have made personal campaign contributions of more than $1,000 since 2010. Frank Hammond, in Richmond.
A newly revealed Chinese computer breakthrough could have worldwide impact, as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Word.
Chinese officials have announced they have successfully tested the first quantum key distribution system from a satellite, essentially allowing the communist nation to build an unhackable communications network. The connection between the satellite and the Chinese ground station reportedly strong enough to handle large data transfers or even handle secured phone calls. The information was published in the journal Nature, where analysts said the information was a milestone in security advancement. I'm Jason Wirt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterton County area begins today with isolated showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., sunny skies before then, and then cloudy skies with a high near 83. South winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 p.m. Patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy skies and a low around 65. Light south winds, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. On Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 82, calm winds becoming southerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Sunday, we have a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Northwesterly winds will be between 6 and 9 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And on Monday, when you start your work week, we have partly sunny skies and a high near 81.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You are here with me and Hands Across Hunterton, Hunterton Helplines radio show. Every Friday morning, I'm Susan Lax and your host of the show. I'm glad to see you on this right now sunny day. It may get cloudy later on, but we are having a beautiful day so far. And lots of good things going on this summer, particularly when we think about Hands Across Hunterton and the theme of the show, to see what everybody is doing, giving it back, paying it forward, making a difference in our community. And today we are going to talk about the collaboration Helpline has with three other agencies. It's called For Work! Exclamation point, and it is four agencies coming together to make sure that folks who are in need of employment get a robust, holistic solution to their challenge of finding work and making sure that once they do, it is in fact sustainable, eliminating the barriers. And there are barriers. You can't just call up an ad and send a resume in, as many of you folks know. Some of you having sent hundreds of resumes out without getting a response, let alone any sort of feedback as to why you were not eligible for that position or didn't get it. So For Work is something that Helpline, along with Fisherman's Mark, Norwest Cap's Career Life and Transition Center, and HART has been able to create in order that we can talk to each other, collaborate with each other, partner with each other, but most importantly, help the client meet every one of those barriers and hopefully eliminate them. First of all, we want to identify those barriers. What are they? Is it lack of childcare that prevents you from getting a job? Is it lack of transportation? Is it your skill sets? Do you have your GED? Do you need further education? Truly, so many barriers prevent us from getting that job that is the dream job. It's really what we want. No matter how hard we work, we seem to feel as though we're never going to get there because of these other forces that are cropping up in our pathway and preventing us from moving forward. And so For Work has this collaboration in effect so that the client can be interviewed by the four agencies, and then the four agencies determine what course of action to better prepare this person for employment. And one of the reasons that we thought we were going to do this is because we each have something that speaks to employability. Hundred and Helpline, of course, has its work connectivity program, which matches Hundred and County residents with Hundred and County employers. It's a win-win. Everybody wants to work within their own county, and certainly employers would rather hire people in their own county if they suit what that job description for that particular position that's available is. And again, it eliminates other barriers. For instance, if you hire somebody out of county and it's a snowstorm, it's much easier for that person to say they can't get to work versus the person that is living just a couple of miles away. So if at that. So we have our work connectivity program, and we go over job skills, hard and soft. We go over resume writing. We pre-vet the employees, if you will, before we even decide that they would be suitable for one of our employers. And we follow them through with those positions once they get them, if there's anything that the employer needs or the employee. So obviously, we're in the business of employment. We also connect them to the other resources in the area. But the three other agencies, HART, Fisherman's Mark, and Norwest CAPS, Career Life and Transition Center, also come into play to make our program even better than it is. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. Stay tuned. And especially if you're looking for a job or if you're looking for an employee, stay tuned.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. Of course, the overriding host is Hunterdon Helpline, here every Friday to talk to you about folks that are giving back, paying it forward, making a difference, and organizations, not just nonprofits, but businesses as well. And we started in the first segment talking about the For Work collaboration between Helpline, HEART, Fisherman's Mark, and West Cap's Career Life and Transitions Center to give help to those who are looking for employment, navigate the barriers that have prevented them from getting employment thus far. And each of us, as I had said, bring our own programs and services to that collaboration, but also in doing the case management, in doing the intake with the client who comes and interviews with us, we share this information. We don't just connect them to our own programs and services, but we discern, hey, you know, when was the last time you went to the One Stop? I think you need to go there, see what's available in Hunterdon County. How about childcare? You know, what modes of childcare have you tapped into? Have you accessed, for instance, the YMCA of Hunterdon County has a great childcare program. Is it transportation? Well, HEART's aboard to be able to give transportation coaching. Have you looked for jobs that are accessible via the transportation mode that you have? Maybe you need to walk, ride the bike, ride the link. So HEART's there to determine all of that as well. Maybe you're going through a difficult time in your life and trying to balance that search for employment with some, you know, mental health issues or life issues that befall all of us within our family. Maybe it's a divorce, etc. Do you need counseling so that you can kind of take that off the table, make sure that you address it, but also know that you can continue your quest for employment? That's where Fisherman's Mark comes in with their counseling services. This is something that is truly a collaboration between the four agencies. Norwest Cap's Career Life and Transition Center, once we get you to the point where, okay, there aren't really any barriers, but how about computer skills? In this day and age, I don't care where you work. You need computer skills. And certainly we can, within the For Work group, match you up with Career Life and Transition Center's computer programs. very important. And again, reaching out into the community as well. There are other programs offered by the Educational Services Commission. We would refer the person to that as well. So again, this very holistic, very robust way to look at why a person is not getting the employment that they need to be sustainable in our community. It's not just about sending that resume out. It's not just about, oh, I have the skill sets. How many times have those listening, been up against the wall because their skill sets were fantastic, but somebody told them they're overqualified or they can't get the pay that the person was hoping for, or someone else within that company got the job instead because they had seniority. There's so many different reasons why we don't become employed, and it's not because of our own shortcomings. Even lack of education can be fixed, and even family problems or issues that need to be addressed can be fixed or at least addressed so that a person is able to get up in the morning and go to work. So that's what For Work is looking at. How do we get you employment and sustainable employment? And what I mean by that is you can't just accept a job and then suddenly say, well, I don't have the transportation, or I don't have the childcare, or it's just interfering with some of the issues, you know, that my teenager is going through. How do we get you employed and also taking care of those other issues to keep you employed? And that's really what For Work is all about. And working with these other organizations, I can tell you, we work together all the time. We're at various committee meetings, councils, et cetera, advisory committees together. So we know each other very, very well. And, of course, 100 Helpline is your first assist, your first call for help. We are supposed to know everything that's going on in this county. So when you call in, we can direct you to the other agencies and what their programs and services are. This is our purview. This is why you call us first rather than Googling or trying one agency here, one agency there. In order not to waste your time, you call 100 Helpline. So obviously, we know Norwest Cap. We know Heart. We know Fisherman's Mark because we're at the table with them all the time. And when we're not, we still have to know, do they have the funding for their program? Is their program viable? Is their program accessible? And that is our job at 100 Helpline. So, boy, can I vouch for these other organizations when I say we've worked with each other before. They've been successful in their outcomes for all their particular programs that they do. Case in point, Career Life and Transitions computer programs. We've sent many clients to them, and they definitely praise the program and have excelled in their job search or on the job because of it. So when we sit together under the umbrella of For Work, we don't have to pick up the phone all the time and say, gee, I have this client that. By working together and pooling that information is in our database. We always have it. And so we can right away see, okay, they've worked with Fisherman's Mark. This is where they're at with that. And I was thinking that they might be a candidate for this particular job with this particular employee. It makes it a much more efficient way of collaborating. All the information is together. We can access it whenever we want. We can talk to the client individually or as a group. And we have already begun this. It's sort of just out of the chute, but we already have four clients that, as soon as we advertised it, jumped on board, and we're providing services. And they look like they are on this great trajectory towards success. And another, just to give you something anecdotal, One of our four work clients started out as a work connectivity client, and we were able to match her here in the county with one of our employers who are a work connectivity employer. Here's a person who sent out, seriously, I can't imagine, 50 resumes at least, if not more. We worked on the resume with her. She was taking other courses. She was involved in other wonderful programs in the county, was not getting a job, and we were able to get her a job when her resume had some gaps, and she had been in a different field for a while, and now she's gainfully employed. So we said, well, she's a great candidate for 4Work because there were some other barriers as well, and she is thriving. I mean, there's just no question. And because she got the one job, she is now going to start another part-time job in September. You know, having something on your resume showing that you recently worked is huge. And I know since the recession, one of the things that job coaches have been doing is telling people to volunteer. And that's certainly wonderful. And believe me, call helpline, please, and volunteer. But so many people are doing it that employers can say, well, there's volunteering and there's actually getting paid for a specific job and, you know, Monday through Friday or what have you. And I want to see that on the resume. So once you get your foot in the door, other doors open. And we've seen it with Work Connectivity. We've seen it when we've worked with the other organizations. Certainly the outcomes that NorwestCap has with their computer programs. Getting that foot in the door, getting something recent on your resume as a bona fide job is very, very important. So how do you connect, whether you're an employer or an employee? How do you connect with 4Work and learn more about it? You call the helpline that at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And we will take your application, get you started with 4Work, and you will begin the process speaking to the other organizations. Sometimes we all sit at the table, sometimes only one. Again, because we pool the information, each case is different, but you will start the process. And again, identifying those barriers is what is so important. So important. So again, you're going to call 100 and Helpline, your first call for help for any need. 908-782-4357, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. And ask about 4Work. We will get you connected and we will start the process and hopefully get you better situated so that you can be gainfully employed. I'll be right back with some more information after this break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, President Trump is asked about his fire and fury comment regarding North Korea.
People that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough.
This morning, President Trump is warning North Korea again, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
He took to Twitter not long ago to say that, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. And he added, hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path.
The U.S. military says it launched 2 drone strikes earlier today against al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Shabaab fighters in southern Somalia, part of a new authority that's been given to the Pentagon under the Trump administration to use offensive operations against that al-Qaeda affiliate. Inflation still in check. The consumer price index just released was up just a whisker last month. This is USA Radio News.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 83. South winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 p.m. Patchy fog after 2 a.m. and cloudy skies with a low around 65. Winds will be light and southerly, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Saturday showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 82 and calm winds becoming southerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63, light southwest winds, and a chance of precipitation 30%. Sunday, a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny skies and a high near 82, northwesterly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is lessening at 20%. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 61. Start the week on Monday with partly sunny skies and a high near 81. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. This is Susan Lax, host of the show. I am the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline that has you listening every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on this station with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And our Hands Across Hunterdon show tries to inform you of what's going on in our county, really to help people, to see what people are doing to help people. And that includes organizations and businesses. And we have been talking about one such collaboration between four organizations, and that is the For Work program that comprises Hunterdon Helpline, HART, Fisherman's Mark, and Norwest Caps Career Life and Transition Center. Why the four of us? Because these are the four pieces that we feel can give a true evaluation of where a person is at as to their employability, why they're not getting a job, what are the barriers to that job. And as I said before, each of us brings our own programs to this collaboration. HART's transportation coaching, it's amazing. Kathy will sit down with the client and determine what jobs that are available can be in the route of transportation, if you will, that is needed by the client. Sort of a roundabout way of saying, look, this job is fantastic.
You're eligible, pay is great, but you don't have the transportation to get there. Or maybe you do have the transportation to get there, so go for it. So again, talking about those barriers, whether they're transportation, whether they are social problems, family issues that are affecting your ability to get a job, child care, all of these things, as we know, being a human being is very complicated. We don't just go on to the next thing. We bring that baggage with us. And it affects whether we get a job. It affects our education opportunities. It affects so many different things. And, you know, family is always first, so you multiply not just the one individual looking for the job, but that individual becomes almost five individuals because they're juggling the issues that are facing everyone in their family, not just themselves. And we all are obligated to make sure that that family comes first, those issues are taken care of. Well, that's what For Work does. And so, again, very proud that I am in this collaboration with Hart and Norwest Cap and Fisherman's Mark. And we want you to contact us. We want you to say, hey, you know, I've been looking for a job for 6 months. My unemployment is ending. I think I've been to all the places I should be looking for a job. I'm just not having it happen. I even hired a professional job coach. I even hired a professional resume writer. Why aren't I getting a job? You don't have to apply to For Work, but you can have that first conversation. Let us in on where you've been, how you've navigated, and see if you are a candidate. Maybe you're not a candidate. Maybe we can say to you, look, you know, here's where we see the gap. This is where you should spend your time, or this is the organization that you need to be referred to. Needless to say, 100 and Helpline, being the sort of information hub of 100 and County, and of course for Somerset after it closes its doors, we are always, always looking to see what other programs and services are out there besides Helpline's programs and services that are appropriate to your need. And so start the conversation. There's nothing to lose by giving us a call and saying, I've been looking for a job and it's just not happening. What can I do? Another offer out there is, say you're an employer. You can certainly access For Work because you might say, hey, is this something that I should refer one of my employees to? Because I don't want to lose them. They're fantastic, they're great, but they do have barriers to making themselves successful within the company, such as childcare issues. They have to call in often because they don't have childcare sometimes when they need it, or they are, in fact, facing a dilemma at home that needs to be taken care of before they can give 100% to their job. But we don't want to lose them. We know that they're great employees. We know that if we can take care of some of these barriers, that down the road, they're going to be even better. And, you know, as much as it's difficult to find a job, it's also difficult to find a great employee. So if you are an employer and feel that this is something that might be worthy of a conversation between For Work organizations and your employee, then give us a call. And also know, too, obviously, that 100 and Helpline, whether we link you to any program or service, is always there 24/7 to help you navigate what opportunities there are if you are facing a challenge. So again, whether you're an employee, an employer, or just someone listening who says, you know what, I need, or I know someone who needs assistance, or at least that first step, that conversation to see if there's something out there that could be of assistance, please, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. 1-800-273-8557 or our 1-800 number 272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. You might say to yourself, well, you know what? I don't have to call. I don't want to talk to anybody. This is embarrassing, or I'm perfectly capable of handling all these issues. I'll get on the internet and I'll access whatever information is there. Go ahead. That's great. And boy, I'm Googling all day long. But let me tell you the difference. When you call us at Helpline, we listen to your story. We understand what you're saying, and we know the nuances of your needs, and we also know the nuances of the programs and services out there. So what's the difference between Helpline or accessing an organization's website is that it's static. You get the phone number, you get the paragraph of information, but you don't get the conversation. You don't get the drilling down. And that is what is so important. That is what we strive for every day at Helpline, is to say, okay, say you called for utility assistance and you have a shutoff notice. Absolutely, we're going to connect you with the organizations or the programs or the services that can help you immediately so that that electricity is not turned off in your home. And you can continue to function in your home. But once that emergent need is taken care of, we also have the conversation, what seems to be the problem? Why couldn't you pay your bills? Why are you in arrears? And once we figure that out, then we can say, okay, let's take care of the electric bill, but let's make sure it doesn't happen again next month. How do we do that? Are you employed? Are you underemployed? What is preventing you from being able to pay that utility bill? Did you have a car payment or a car disaster that your car had to go into the shop? That could wipe out your bank account. Is it a medical issue? We know that can wipe out your bank account. So we have that conversation. It's more than just saying, oh, here's an organization. I'm going to call them now. I can see this on Google. And hopefully they'll help me. Well, what if they can't? I'm not saying that when you call Helpline that the agencies that we refer you to and link you to and try to collaborate with to help you may not have the answer that day. Maybe they ran out of funds. We all know nonprofits are always in need of more funding. Maybe the grant ran out. Maybe you're not eligible because they change their parameters. But that's part of the conversation, because then you can call back and say, hey, that didn't quite work. And so we talk about it. We find out why it didn't quite work. We don't just lead you on a wild goose chase. We really try to work with you, find the answers. And that's what's so important. So again, same thing with For Work. Or any issue that you have the conversation. Be willing to have the conversation. And if you know someone, hand off the phone number. Explain to them. There's no obligation. It's certainly confidential. We hope that you will save a lot of time from trying to navigate the internet to see what programs and services are out there when we're already trained to know. And we're trained to know what organizations still have funding for a particular service or don't, or have programs that address someone who is male and 60 years old versus someone who is female and 30 years old. That's our job. So that's sort of the difference, and I hope that's kind of clear. But in any case, for 48 years, Hundred Helpline has been your first call for help. Give us a call, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And I will be back after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And welcome back. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline and your host of Hands Across Hunterdon every Friday morning. And we have been talking about the collaboration that Helpline has with HART, Fisherman's Mark, and Norwescap's Career and Life Transition Center, because we've been talking about employment, how to become employed, and this new program that the four agencies have in order to really connect someone with employment that is long-lasting and help them navigate and not just the process, but also eliminate the barriers that they have had in terms of seeking employment. And I just wanted to talk, kind of wrap it up, about employment and employment here in Hunterdon County, because we are fortunate to be in a county where the Board of Chosen Freeholders are concerned about economic development and are concerned about the workforce and are concerned about bringing more jobs here to Hunterdon County so that people will stay here and, as I always say, not just live and work, but play, because it's one of the most beautiful places I have ever lived. And I think some of the greatest people as well. You know, we talk about this radio show as Hands Across Hunterdon, and I get to say week after week after week who is providing those hands to help others. And I can't run out of people. I can't run out of organizations or businesses, because there is a culture here to make sure it happens, not just for one select group, but for everyone. So when we look at economic development and we look at the workforce, programs such as For Work and Helpline Zone for Work Initiative, Work Connectivity, is crucial not just from the individual's point of view, but in terms of that economic development focus, if you will. Why? Because if we want to bring people, companies here to Hunterdon County, if we want to impress them when they're looking at a site to not just land their company, but to grow their company, what's one of the first things that they're going to look for, to ask about? And that is, in fact, the workforce. And we want to show them that our workforce here in Hunterdon County is one that is skilled, one that is available, and one that is changing with the times. I mean, we can't just have a workforce that has a, you know, an overall resume of corporate activity from 20 years ago. We want to bring people up to date. We want to make sure that they can meet the needs of the companies that exist or hopefully will exist in the county. So making sure that our workforce is available, is skilled, and can come to work every day and still meet the challenges of being a human being and a family member, etc., is really important to that focus of economic development. And that's what we're trying to do with this For Work program, is to make sure that our folks here in Hunterdon County are employable, sustainable, and able to show up not just every day for work, but able to show up and meet those challenges and to help that company grow. And by collaborating with these other organizations, HART, Norwest Cap, and Fisherman's Mark, Helpline is able to say, hey, look, I know it's been tough. I know you haven't been able to get a job for the last 6 months or maybe the last 3 years. But we're going to help you take those steps to become employable. And we're going to not only do that, but also offer the employers the opportunity to see that we can help employees come to work every day, meet the challenges of being in the workforce 9 to 5 or 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., whatever is needed, so that we can work together and make sure that that workforce is viable. We know it exists, but is it viable? Can our employees meet those everyday challenges that constitute life? So we're proud of this. If you have any questions, obviously, contact us. You can call Fisherman's Mark, HART, or Norwest Cap directly to learn more about this. But it is imperative that when we talk about employment, we talk about these other issues as well. And we also talk about economic development. It's not just about helping the individual. Of course, we want to do that. But what is the bigger picture here in our county? The bigger picture is the more we can help the individuals become great assets to our community through employment, then we do help with economic development here in our county. And I know that any employer looking into Hunterdon County as again a place to land and bring their company and grow would be very interested in knowing that the workforce not only exists, but that Hunterdon County is committed to making sure that, again, it is viable, it shows up, and it's in it for the long haul. That is what's important when we look at how we can collaborate and truly get the ball rolling in the direction of economic development so that it helps everyone. Helps the businesses stay here, helps the workforce, and helps the individuals. So again, if you're interested, just want to chat about it and learn more, there's no commitment. Again, confidentiality and anything that 100 and Helpline does and the other agencies as well. Give us a call, 908-782-4357. We have been successful thus far with the, it's a new program, but with the clients that we have so far. And quite frankly, I've seen a change in our clients' attitude and demeanor, that they are happy to be pursuing the same thing, sending out resumes, etc. But now they know someone's got their back. Now they know that if a barrier crops up, if an issue befalls them via their family or even the current job that they have, that they are in a place that has these wraparound services so that they don't have to miss a beat, that they can continue to work and address what they need to address to become not just sustainable. Sustainable is great. Absolutely. We don't want people calling Helpline because they can't pay their bills or what have you. So we want people to be sustainable. But successful is the next step. And successful means that you're on this trajectory, that the sky's the limit, and that you can pursue your dreams. And that's what it's about for everybody. Not just to sustain your lifestyle, but to make it more and more successful. Thank you for tuning in. Again, 100 and Helpline's your first call for help, so give us a call at 908-782-4357. We will be back next Friday. Coming up next is Home Sweet Home. Thanks so much for tuning in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the U.S. military confirms it's launched two drone strikes in recent hours against al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Shabaab fighters in southern Somalia. The strikes are part of a new authority given to the Pentagon by the Trump White House. It authorizes the military to execute offensive operations against that al-Qaeda affiliate. Also yesterday, the president was talking tough again towards North Korea.
If North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous.
And on his proposed ban on transgender people serving in the armed forces.
It's been a very confusing issue for the military, and I think I'm doing the military a great favor.
The president also said he's not thinking of firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's running the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit.